This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen!
Now calm yourself. We have census takers, madam. How old are you?
What address is this?
102.
You don't look a day over 80.
Young man, I'm 29.
Oh, yeah?
Well, how do I look?
Oh, you look like a million.
Ah, she can't be that old.
Uh-huh.
43.
50.
43. 50. 43.
50.
50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50.
50. 50. 50. 50. 50.
50. Armed with only their wits and their guns, Don and Mike.
You are clearly unstable.
You know.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Gotcha. Well, let me see, before we get into this thing with Joel McHale, I guess I started liking Talk Soup way back when the exclamation point came on TV, and it was Greg Kinnear just sitting in front of a one of those weather guy...
Blue screen.
Right. And he would interject himself into all these dumb talk shows.
With the advent of all the talk shows, and there was a lot of material, and it would kind of be a good way to review what they did that day.
So Greg Kinnear used Talk Soup on E! Exclamation Point as a jumping point for his career.
Right.
They had a couple of other tools that did the show over the last couple of years. Didn't really care for them. They weren't my cup of tea. But the new guy, I think, is good. They call the show now The Soup.
The Soup, baby!
Here's Joel McHale from The Soup. Hi, Joel.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you good on that show? Seriously.
Oh, God bless you.
Seriously, you are. How long have you been doing The Soup?
It's been 19 years now.
No, come on. How long have you been the guy?
We are just about at 3 years.
And
are you going to stay for another three?
I just signed a new contract. So,
good for you.
And the contract's in blood, so.
Good.
It should be a while. It's not as, lucrative as Seacrest contract, as you can imagine.
What is?
There really isn't much else. My guess is there's a couple of Halliburton contracts that are a little bit better.
What's good about you is that you are David Spade without all of the baggage that David Spade brings to being David Spade when David Spade is being David Spade.
He's got a lot of baggage? Is that what you're saying?
Well, David Spade, goofs on celebrities, but you end up getting into all of the other stuff. I like the way you're more of a hit-and-run guy, Joel.
Right.
You come in, you go, hey, look, this guy's a real douche. Let's look at the clip. Boy, he's an idiot.
But it's different now, isn't it, Joel? Like, when you go out and about, I mean, it's okay. I mean, with all the websites that you see now and the whole culture of celebrities being, taken, people take shots at celebrities all the time. It's just part of the deal. So I would imagine, I mean, do you get much backlash? Do you get any attitude from people in Hollywood?
Well, there's only... Not so. I mean, I don't hang out with Hollywood people because I'm on cable. So that's one thing. So it's not like I'm not like David Spade, where I actually have Hollywood friends. I live outside of town. But there's only really Tyra has gotten upset.
Tyra got mad.
She's the only one that at least Tyra. Her company has tried to stop. I'm not really sure what she feels personally, but we have called her. The narcissist having the panty party. So she doesn't like that necessarily. But the things we run into sometimes is Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, because they're employees of E. And we've gotten in trouble because her publicist calls or our president's like, dude, we want them to keep working here. Please.
Oh, now, not only with them, but I would think, Joel, just with celebrities in general, they come to E to get handies, they come to E to get puff pieces, and then in the middle of all of that, you've got your show where you just goof on people, and it's become more than just clips of people on talk shows. It's become now just pretty much
celebrities,
stream of consciousness, pop culture,
reality.
Lindsay Lohan every single day.
That's because she does.
I know, because she's in the news. Joel, I'm a fan. I'm not complaining.
I mean, the thing, we try to go, all right, who deserves it? If we never go, that Daniel Day-Lewis, what is wrong with him? You have to act out. You have to shave your head or pass out in your car with your 30-day Alcoholics Anonymous chip hanging in the window.
I would imagine with the 21st birthday party coming up for Lindsay Lohan that, there will be people everywhere.
Oh, it's going, yes. It will be like the queen has shown up, the queen of booze. No, and the best part is the way I guess they've pulled out. But she had a vodka company sponsor her birthday party, and she was going to make a couple hundred grand off of it. Could you imagine that as a 21-year-old that happening?
And didn't they lie about it too? Didn't they the club? Didn't the club kind of lie about that thing where they said, "Oh, they really weren't involved anyway," and then they pulled out of it. Of course, they were involved in it.
Of course, if Lindsay Lohan shows up to your club, you're going to sell an extra 6,000 drinks because half of them will be bought for her, and then she'll consume the other half. So.
With the history of Talk Soup, which is what the show used to be known as, and all the guys that have done it, do you look at someone, I know I mentioned it before you got on the air, someone like Greg Kinnear, who was a wise ass on that show, and all of a sudden it was like someone saw, hey, you know what, this guy is pretty funny, and he turned it into a regular career. I mean, could you see yourself doing something besides being the wise ass on Soup, or will you be happy with that for three more years?
Well, I am going to be on an NBC show starting in, it looks like, January.
See, it's begun.
It's the stepping stone show.
Right, no, but I'm going to do both at once.
Oh, that's what you say now, Joel.
If that NBC show takes off, I don't even have to know what it is. That NBC takes off, you're all set.
I got to go. I got to polish my helicopter, you guys. So it'll come out. It's a mid-season replacement called The IT Crowd. It's a British show that's been
brought
over.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding? That's going to be – Joel, let's be honest.
I hope you're right.
Even if the show gets a 0.0 rating, it's from the same family tree as The Office.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those shows that the critics love because I've not even seen it. I've read great things about it.
Oh, good.
Forget it. The show's going to be on for at least a couple of years. You will have E! Exclamation point in your rear view mirror.
But you're doing the right thing because, I mean, it's like that seems to be what people like you do. You do double dip and you do take whatever comes your way, and you got to realize that, it is the moment, and if it doesn't last, you got to go for it while you can, right?
Yeah, I've got to ask you, what happens when you're on the show, The IT, and it turns out you're the new Dwight? When it turns out, and I'm talking about Dwight from The Office,
right.
When it turns out you're Dwight.
I didn't think you were talking about Dwight Gooden.
No. You know, we could play the Dwight game. That's a hard
Dwight
game.
Eisenhower.
Right.
Dwight Douglas, do you know who he is? The radio guy, Mike? Does that count?
Dwight, I'm going to say it counts. I don't know who he is.
Who is he? Dwight Douglas.
Douglas?
He used to be the program director at DC 101.
Oh, that's a stretch.
He's a program director.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
He was on To Catch a Predator as well, right?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Some guy I don't even know is furious right now.
You know what? Joel would be good at a name game. Joel, here's how we play the name game.
Would you like
to play the name game with us?
We do this all the time. Mike and I do this. We just get a first name, and you go back and forth until you're out.
It's all about filling 4 hours.
Buzz, give us a first name.
Larry.
Larry King.
Larry Fine.
Larry Anderson? I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Larry Anderson, I believe, may have been a famous baseball player.
Oh, see?
Joel, don't mock our game.
No, Larry Bud Melman.
Ah. Larry Johnson.
Larry Burkhead.
Oh, that was mine. Larry Sanders? Did we ever say that?
That counts. That's
we'll allow characters.
No, that's good. Oh, my God. Now I'm going to have a brain fart on this. Larry,
Who is this?
Oh, we're playing the Larry game. Jesus Christ.
Larry Linville.
Larry of Arabia.
Larry of it. All right, you're king of the Larrys.
Oh, don't give it to him.
You know, don't give up.
Don't give it to him. I'm out, and you jumped ahead. Good for you.
Oh, boy.
Larry, I got Larry Linville. He got Lawrence of Arabia. We need a Larry from you, Joel.
Can it be a short for Lawrence?
No, it cannot.
Because I could say Larry Fishburne as if I knew him.
No, it can't be like Larry Olivier either.
Right.
Larry Lujack.
Who?
You pulled out. Now, that's a famous
All right, so I think I've lost already.
Let's give us another.
Does that mean I win the Larry game? Am I king of the Larrys? Thank you very much.
Let's give us one more, Buzz.
Maybe a little easier. David.
David Letterman.
David Spade.
David, David Larry? No, Larry David. Can we do that?
No.
can you put something in front of it?
First names.
David Hyde Pierce.
David Duchovny.
David Bud Melman.
See, I think you do get extra credit when you play the name game funny.
Joel, when we're talking to you today on our show, you are, did Johnny tell me, are you with your mom and dad right now?
I am at. We came up to the mom and dad's house for the weekend.
How do mom and dad feel about their little boy Joel being on E! Exclamation point, making fun of celebrities?
They are thrilled because I am paying for the grandson to fly up here. I have a 2-year-old. So
oh, good for you.
Yeah. He already can say Lindsay Lohan. So that is no. They're very happy, and they sometimes will not enjoy what I've done. Necessary, like some of the jokes that I've told.
Right.
But my mother-in-law doesn't like the word fart, and I'm not kidding. And so so some of the things that I do, she just shakes her head.
Does she drink at all, Joel?
She does drink. That's the thing.
That's the thing. Get her just really, really lubed up this weekend and, just actually, just try a fart joke and see if when she's really hammered that she might like it.
It's not about, like I said, on the air sometimes I go, what in the hell? And she's like, just say, what in Sam Hill?
Oh, no. Okay. There's no chance. No. Yeah, all the alcohol in the world won't change that.
I don't know. I believe in the power of Chardonnay.
How do you think off the top of your head, your show will handle it? Paris Goes to Jail next week, right?
Yes.
It almost sounds like a sitcom, doesn't it? Paris Goes to Jail.
You're not kidding. It's right on. I'm sure she's been pitched that show 100 times.
Paris Goes to Jail.
So, yeah. You know that every other goddamn show in the world is going to be doing their whole Entertainment Tonight thing. Any ideas at all? And I guess, how do you get to the funny on your show? Do you guys sit around a whole bunch of you, get drunk and get high, or eat food, or just
we around? We take ecstasy. And no. It's a bunch of people who have not. The staff has not changed in 2 years, and one of them is a guy I've known since a guy that I brought on who I've known since fifth grade, who I thought was the funniest person in the world, and so. We all kind of sit around and we all on a table and throw out ideas, but then everybody has shows assigned to them. So there's one guy on our staff who watches about 2.5 hours of telenovelas, and he does not speak Spanish. I'm not kidding. Then there's other people. There's one girl that has to watch all 4 hours of the Today Show every day.
Oh, boy.
And believe me. It's hard on her.
That is very difficult.
Yeah, but then you think like, well, I got a clip from Larry King, a clip from Pants Off, Dance Off, a clip from Flavor of Love, and so it's these crazy, and that we try to include everything.
Well, the serious question: how many people does it take to put that show on? Because it's got to be labor intensive, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's a total. There's 4 writers. And then there's like a technical guy, and the rest are PA. So it's a total of 12 people.
Wow, that's terrific! Wow. You do that good work with that.
I guess really the last thing I'd like to ask you is: are there any shows that will not let you have clips? Besides Big Fat Tyra.
No, everybody else, for the most part, unless we usually take it and we hope that they don't sue us. But nobody. I think they were the only ones that, who tried to stop us was 60 Minutes.
Really?
They didn't want us to make fun of Andy Rooney. And I'm not, of all the people, he's been made fun of so many times.
Come on.
60 Minutes and you can't fly under the radar with them. That's amazing.
Yeah, the letter was on our desk the day after.
Wow.
So everybody else is pretty much, even like, when Ty Pennington got his DUI, we revoiced him with his megaphone. Screaming like, I just had 12 beers, and he was a good sport about it. So.
Good.
That makes us obviously very happy, and we can use anything we want the first week it runs because we're a new show, and so it technically accounts as news. But the week after, then we got to buy it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Listen, Joel, you really are great on that show. Just want to say hi and say we're
God bless you.
We're big fans. Watch Joel on the Soup on E! And
And you guys bringing me on today, you've done more promo for the show than E! Has done in 6 months.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, and good luck with your mother-in-law this weekend.
It's going to be great.
And you coming on the show. You are the biggest guest that we've had in the last 6 months. So.
Okay, there you go.
So we thank you as well, sir. I guess we are both,
a little needy beneficiaries.
Yep.
Right on. Well, thank you, guys.
It's nice down here on the bottom, isn't it?
Good luck, Joel.
It's great to be on the bottom.
Yeah, you're on top of us, Joel, as always.
It's a bottom with an exclamation point.
Amen.
See you, dude. Nice having you on.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Joel McHale.
That's
cool.
A funny
He's
guy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
he really
very
is.
Funny. That's good.
The other guy, the guy that he replaced, was a little too smarmy for me.
And there was a guy before that. There have been two in between Greg Kinnear, correct?
There might have been three.
Maybe
in between,
three.
In between Kinnear.
There was the guy that had the kind of the skunk hair.
And there was a woman that did it for a while, too, right?
Oh,
right, Robbie?
Hot as balls. Aisha Tyler or Taylor
right.
Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
She was on Ghost Whisperer.
And she was on CSI, too,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah, and she's just dropped dead. And then there was John Henson. He had the skunk hair.
That skunk hair, right. He's done some. He's gone on to do some, like, series.
And then there was one other guy, and his name was Peter North.
Rob wins. Okay, that means it's gonna continue into next week.
I believe so.
Wasn't Peter North on Three's Company? Didn't he play Mr. Roper?
Good. Damn, I can't even play now. You bring up the name, you get that. God,
I'm king of the goo.
King of the goo today.
Yes, you are
king of the goo.
What glorious goo!
King of semen,
Mr. Roper. Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you very much, Joel McHale. We'll be back with 10 exciting minutes of politics.
Yeah.
We'll come right back.
All right. You'll love it.
Seriously, don't tune out. 10 exciting minutes of political talk.
It's going to be very fast moving. Well, maybe.
We'll come right back.
You never know.
Okay.
I've heard there's a bit of a problem.
Oh, really?
We're not trying to string you along.
Yeah, that's right. I think I'm going to go to the PGA event this week because I got a special pass. I'll be inside the ropes. I know. See? Yeah, you won with Roper. It didn't work.
Yeah, no, I can't.
I feel like a little squirt.
You don't
now.
Do better than that, do you?
No, no.
Don't shoot yourself over.
There you go. Shoot.
And don't forget.
I'm going to have a good weekend. I got a wad of cash.
You put out your eye.
Put your eye out.
Ralphie.
Ralphie!
What if Ralphie was in a porno with Peter North?
You know what Peter North would say?
Grown up Ralphie.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ralphie would go, oh,
yeah. Imagine Peter North changing the tire on that car.
Yeah, he wouldn't need a wrench.
No. Peter North. Peter North is getting more exposure than that guy from Talk Soup. Sure.
And the voiceover. My father had quite the history in pornography, but nothing was dirtier than the sounds he would make than changing the car in front of Blimpie's department store.
My father painted with... Oh, well, what did he paint
yeah.
with? I think we all know
he
that.
He painted with his love.
Peter North runs out on the porch, you know, when those dogs eat the turkey, and he's all fully excited. Oh, Bubkuses! You, Bubkuses! It's a major award!
He's carrying the turkey, but not with his hand.
Peter North stars in A Christmas Story.
Just a big disembodied penis walking around.
Watch out for Scott Farkas.
In that version, the lamp is not a leg.
That's right. It's not a leg at all. It's a dildo.
And Farkas' eyes aren't yellow
no.
because he's been up late.
Right. He's bloodshot.
Got something in his eyes.
Uh-huh. Farkas. I'm writing a Christmas theme. Porn starring Peter North.
And you know with Peter North, it's always a white Christmas.
God. Oh, my God. Peter okay. North.
Peter North.
Peter North still making films, I believe.
Oh, I
believe yeah.
so.
Is he Buzz?
Still. Yeah, absolutely. Every day.
And he ain't a spring chicken.
No, he's actually getting out there. Keeps himself in good shape, though. Takes his supplements.
Like we all do.
Takes his supplements. Uh-huh. He does.
Behind the velvet rope.
That's right.
With Peter North.
Listen, all of this talk is taking away from our serious political time.
Very serious politics coming up.
Come on, Silly String. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.